From the Capitol in Madison, this is WIS Politics Midday.
I'm Stephanie Hoff, your host, and this podcast is brought to you by Spectrum. The Congressional Black Caucus introduced the Justice in Policing Act following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Floyd died after an officer kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. U.S. Representative Gwen Moore, a Milwaukee Dem, said a de-escalation training provision she added to the bill could prevent officer-involved deaths. Papaletti is on the line with me with Moore's comments on the training provision. Pat, what did she have for us today?
Yeah, Stephanie. So this bill that the Congressional Black Caucus has been working on has been in the works for quite a while. I think I spoke with Congresswoman Moore 2 weeks ago about this, and she said it was still being developed. We've seen it unveiled now. So let's take a quick listen as to what she actually had to say about it on the Upfront program.
We know that police are trained to shoot, 59 hours of that, another 48 hours on tactical principles, and yet only eight hours of voluntary often training in de-escalation.
But U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman, a Glenn Beulah Republican, called the Justice and Policing Act a disaster that would lead to timid police forces. Pat, how did he back that up, and did he offer any solutions to police brutality?
Specifically, what he was talking about is an aspect of the bill that would get rid of so-called qualified immunity. Now, that's essentially a legal doctrine here in the United States that shields government officials from being held personally liable for actions performed within their official capacity unless those actions violate clearly established federal laws, even if a victim's civil rights were violated. So here's what Grothman had to say specifically about the aspect of the bill that would remove qualified immunity.
But I don't want to do anything to penalize the good cops. And this bill would penalize the good cops in a big way. It would be a disaster. It would create a timid police force insofar as people are willing to be police at all. And a timid police force would mean the already skyrocketing homicide rates in Milwaukee would go up even further. That's what would happen under this bill.
And what is the likelihood that the Justice and Policing Act will pass not only the House, but the Senate and the President's desk?
As a whole package, I would say probably pretty low, because the important thing to remember about legislating, Stephanie, is there are two houses, and while the Congressional Black Caucus certainly has a good deal of sway within the Democrat-controlled House, Senate lawmakers will actually have to be on board as well. Now, I actually spoke with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson about this last week, and he acknowledged that within the Senate Republican caucus, there's an understanding that there's going to be a need for reforms to police. What actually comes out of that remains to be seen. So here's what he had to say about it when we spoke last week.
But I think there's also recognition that there are some real reforms that need to be enacted. Now, the question is, at what level? Policing authority is, by and large, a state and local constitutional responsibility, quite honestly. So you do need to carefully consider what should the federal government's role be in this process.
While this is all happening at the federal level, is the state legislature working on anything to address police brutality concerns in Wisconsin? Because protesters statewide are still demanding action.
Well, Stephanie, we saw a bill from legislative Democrats here. State Senator LaTonya Johnson from Milwaukee was the one really pushing that, and Governor Tony Evers also called on the legislature to take up that bill. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. And then on the flip side, we have Senator Van Wengard, who is a Republican from Racine and a former police officer, who said he was working on a bill as well. Now, that bill, among other things, would create essentially a parallel setup to investigate officer-involved shootings and violence. Now, Wengard talked about that on the Upfront program last week. As of this morning, though, that bill still hasn't been published up onto the legislature's website, so we're kind of taking his word for it as to what it actually looks like.
Thanks, Pat, for the update. You can see more from the Upfront program, produced in partnership with WISPolitics.com, at WISN.com/upfront. Until tomorrow, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Thanks for tuning in.
This has been WIS Politics Midday. For more state government and political news, visit WISPolitics.com.